Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Singer-songwriter, touring musician, novelist, and family man, working on, with a wink, gentleman farmer, Josh Ritter joins us this morning at The Linda. Josh tours nationally and internationally, often with the Royal City Band, sometimes in a trio, and some other times solo. Tomorrow night at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts, Josh will play a solo acoustic show, trying out new material, warming it up, and feeling it out for an as-yet-unnamed forthcoming album coming forth sometime in the future, as would be indicated in the definition of forthcoming. Josh, welcome back to the Roundtable.
How's it going, Sarah?
Good. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming to Albany to hang out.
Oh, it's awesome. Thank you.
So you
I
have
come for the weather.
Of course. You have been writing furiously. You put out a statement in a newsletter recently that said you were hit with a whole song, which hadn't really happened before, and then it's been torrential since then. How does that feel, and what does it mean for the writing?
It's an interesting thing, and in terms of my parents are neuroscientists, so I think of things a lot of times like just by having been raised around it, and like thinking about it, how your brain starts to try and figure out problems, and you know, one thing that I've always had is like, you know, I've made tons of time for my writing, and a couple of years ago when we had a baby, suddenly that constricted the time. And you can't always travel around with a pen and paper and just, you know, and stop and write down your precious thoughts, you know.
Because your precious child is two now.
Yeah,
so she's running around
like
crazy.
Stuff. She's a professional baby, you know. she needs things. And but then driving one day, I started to realize that, like, you know, one of the most exciting things to do is to sit and be somewhere in traffic and try and write it in your head and then hold it. You know, hold it there. It's so much more exciting. You can hold it there, and when you get home, the ideas have changed so much that it becomes a much stranger thing and a much stronger song because it has to be so tight. And then after that happened, suddenly I felt like I had a whole new energy, and like it was more playful than writing had been. You know, all I felt was, you know, that things have to be like, they just have to be fun. They have to be fun to do, and that's really where all these new songs came from. And it was just a kind of a huge deluge, you know, and in a way that I feel proud of, because I haven't always had that, you know, so I can appreciate it when it does happen, you know.
Sure. And about how many, I know they're in like different stages of development, but about how many new songs do you think you have in the hopper right now?
Oh, there's so many. I'm working on this record for myself. I'm writing songs for a record that Bob Weir is putting out of cowboy songs, and then there's just a bunch more. If you're writing, it's you just kind of have to write what you're writing, you know, and so there's just a bunch of other strays out there. No.
I had read that you were writing songs for Bob Weir. Have you written songs for other people before now?
Not really, no. It's like, no. He was interested in like a record of sort of songs that he kind of remembers from like being a ranch hand in Wyoming, and that was my chance to write all the songs I've always wanted to write, you know.
Yeah.
You know, those are the songs I would dream of writing. So it's just, that's been really fun.
And is the writing, when you know it's for someone else, is the rhythm different or the lyrics different than you would write for yourself?
Well, I think, you know, people want you to write for them in your style, you know, and that's the thing. That, and then if you want to write for them in the style that you imagine them. So it's kind of a melding, you know. I like to think of like Bob Weir somewhere out there on a horse, you know, like out there looking across the horizon. He's got that face, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just try and go with that.
And you are playing new songs out before they're necessarily all the way done and they're not on an album yet. What made you decide to do that?
Well, I like to get things really set before I really play them out too much. But at the same time, and I've always felt that, it's sort of like, I love the moment when you can show a new song. Yeah, but that's like done and really feels great. But that is not always the way that makes a song stronger, you know. Sometimes, you know, it's like that moment when you're watching, you've been talking about this movie and you saw this movie and it's fantastic. You can't wait. You're gonna drag your friend to, you gotta see this movie. And then you drag them to it, and then you're sitting there, and the first 2 minutes you realize how terrible a movie it is. You know, that's the way I feel like when you're playing a song. you get that feeling of either great satisfaction or real like insecurity, and then you fix it. You know, that's how it works. I think for me, these days, that's been the most gratifying thing is showing stuff kind of warts and all, and learning from it and trying to, because it'll be on a record, and this is your chance to like to hear how it might sound when you're playing it live.
How much have you played them out before now?
Not a great deal, no. Like 3 or 4 shows.
And solo acoustic each time, so mm-hmm. you're really like reaching out with your senses to the audience to see how the songs are landing.
Yeah. With you know, the hopefulness of charity, you know.
Of course. And you are going to play a new song for us right now.
Yeah, I'll do some. This is called A Big Enough Sky.
Wanna go where the sweet water is, wanna go where the air is pure, out beneath the sky so big, I can give my heart to her. Somewhere along the line, our little train jumped the tracks, she lost a little faith in me, it'll take a little time, gonna get it back. To the riverbed, what happened to the prairie fire? Can you tell me where the lightning went? Every time that you met my eye, didn't notice when the wind picked up. I wasn't looking when the clouds rolled in. If you ever fell out of love, could you ever fall back again? Out where the sweet water is, out where the air is pure, out beneath the sky so big, I can give my heart to her. I know they aren't the best of times, I can't believe that they ever were. I thought I was the one for you, the truth is sometimes I'm not sure. I've been letting a lot of things slide, I've been letting a lot of things go. I thought I was the one for you, the truth is sometimes I don't know. What happened to the riverbed? What happened to the prairie fire? Can you tell me where the lightning went? Every time that you met my eye, didn't notice when the wind picked up. I wasn't looking when the clouds rolled in. If you ever fell out of love, could you ever fall back again? Out where the sweet water is, out where the air is pure, out beneath the sky so big, I can give my heart to her. Hey baby, this place I found, still believe that we can stay. I believe a lot of things, honey, if the sky is big enough. I believe a lot of things, honey, if the sky is big enough.
Josh Ritter performing A Big Enough Sky. He'll be at Mass Mocha tomorrow night in North Adams, Massachusetts, playing a solo acoustic show, trying out new songs and such. A little while ago, more than a year, I guess now, you moved to the Hudson Valley, which is, of course, a huge and important part of the WAMC listening area. Yeah. How is Hudson Valley life treating you?
What?
How's Hudson Valley life treating
amazing.
You?
It's been amazing. I want to say I'll hide all my friends, hang out early at Bread Alone and in Woodstock. I want to say hi to all my family and friends. It's great. Amazing.
Does the place you are, does the atmosphere where you are, where you make your home, influence your writing? Can you tell if it has an impact on that?
I'm sure it does. I think that stuff, it lies low at this kind of like real mystic level. You know, it's always around. I feel if you wake up and you're surprised. And there's a spot in the house where, you know, bee still wakes up in the night sometimes. You get up and like kind of settle her down, and then walking back, you can see out across this field, and like right now, like there's no snow, but there's frost on it, and like frost on moonlight, and that is like, it's like a sylvan wonderland. It's amazing. It's like, it can't help but like get into your bones somehow, you know. I think that's a real special place. It's mythic all around here, you know. It really is.
How did you decide to move out of the city?
Well, it was kind of a meeting of kind of necessity and circumstance, you know. Like we just kind of got tired of kind of like fighting to find some quiet, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think if you're living in New York City and you're like an immensely wealthy person, you can buy quiet. But that's the only way. And I think that, you know, it just got to be a point where, you know, I was raised in the countryside, and I think I really wanted to go back to that. You know, who knows if it'll always be that way, but I certainly loved the chance to go and like live someplace that was quiet. Unfortunately, there's no takeout. You know, there's no takeaway. So there are drawbacks, but I love it. I love it so much.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Maybe move somebody else up to open a takeout place.
That's right. Yeah.
bring your services to you. Are you ready to play another song?
Sure. Yeah, I'll go for that. Actually, I'll play along the lines of that conversation.
All of my friends say, what's out in Cumberland? Gonna get lonesome when you get out to Cumberland. Stay in the city, boy. Winter is a wonderland. They all mean well. I will remember them. Oh, boy, gotta get yourself back to the country now. Country now. Oh, boy, gotta get yourself back to the country now. Wander through the holler, honey. Wander through the glen. Neighborly with fiddleheads, the copperheads and moccasins. Build a little cabin, honey. Throw in the wind. Watch the breeze blowing through the hickories and dandelions. Oh, boy, get yourself back to the country now. Country now. Oh, boy, gotta get yourself back to the country now. If you get there before I do, tell my friends I'm a-coming too. Know a pretty girl, prettiest it's ever been, wild as a weed, sweeter than a mandolin. I ain't a handsome man, but I bet you take me as I am. I haven't met her yet, but I bet you lives in Cumberland. Oh boy, get yourself back to the country now. Country now. Oh boy, gotta get yourself back to the country now. So before you start talking about the wonders of the world again, Taj Mahal, the Great Wall, a place that I've never been. Take a little drive, take a little trip to heaven, and wander for a while if it's paradise of Cumberland. Oh boy, get yourself back to the country now. Country now. Oh boy, gotta get yourself back to the country now. Oh boy, gotta get yourself back to the country now. To the country now. Oh boy, gotta get yourself back to the country now.
That was so topical, you'd think we planned it.
I know.
Really well done, sir. It's Josh Ritter. He'll be at Mass Mocha tomorrow night in North Adams, Massachusetts. For more information about the show, visit massmocha.org. A few years ago, you released a novel, Bright's Passage. You are in a flush of songwriting now, but there have been murmurings, and you have discussed another book.
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's cooking along at the speed of it's cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's really super weird, and it's gonna be really fun. I'm really excited about it, and it's kind of an evolving thing, you know. Like sometimes you start off with just you just want to make something, you know, and you start off in one direction and it doesn't work, and another one you get really far down the way and you just run into a wall, and this one has everything. I feel like it's gonna come through. I want it to be like, you know, you want it to come through and be better than the thing you did before, so you just for yourself you feel like you've come someplace, you know? So I think it's been a matter of waiting until that kind of confidence is there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have it, you go.
And how do you don't, like you said, you don't get to sit down and write that much because you're running around all the time, but when you are going to work on a song or going to work on the novel, how does it, who wins? Is it just what is going to work right then?
Right. You know, up until just recently, I've just been working so hard on the songs that I really made the conscious decision to put the book stuff away, and it was really good. I'm really glad I did, because it wasn't the right thing for me. It wasn't the right situation. Now I feel like there's times when I have to like, I think I'm trying to be more patient with myself. If I have a song and I need a verse, I work on a verse, but I, you know, and that's good enough for a day, is to put a pin in something that you did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have so much time to just kind of wander around and fret, you know, and not feel like a reward at the end of the day. But if you can work on a scene in a book, or you can work on a verse, you know, that's just a really great feeling, you know? It's a great feeling.
You put out an EP with the producer Josh Kaufman. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I remember when that was. A couple years ago,
yeah,
I guess.
Years ago, yeah.
Bring in the Darlings. And then you, when you release your full band records, your producer, Sam Kassir, what's the songs that you're writing now? Are they each destined for possibly both of those locations, a new full band album and another EP, something smaller?
I think
smaller?
Mostly just full band right now. We're just kind of like go and have a bunch of songs that feel like real like rockers. I'm very excited about, you know, nice big sound. And we're gonna have a great time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's hear another song now.
All right.
Henrietta, Indiana mill town. Locked the factory down and shut it up tight. My daddy and my brother and 1,600 others lost everything they had in the night. Daddy got a taste for the hard stuff. Henrietta, Indiana was dry. We'd drive out to Putney, he'd tell me he loved me. The drive home was always so quiet. He had a devil in his eye. Like a thorn in the paw, disregard for the law, disappointment to the Lord on high. My brother practiced preaching in the basement. Perspiration on his face till I knew that something was missing. His spirit was willing. He could not believe it was true. Blessed be the poor, he said, your treasure is on high. All of Henrietta, Indiana heard me hallelujah when I finally saw the devil in his eye. Saw the devil in his eye. Like a thorn in the paw, disregard for the law, disappointment to the Lord on high. I was coming home late from a midnight to 8. The radio said that ID'd the place, left 3 men dead. Made their escape by now, said the sheriff, they'll be in the next day. Will we be able to catch them? Can they bring the dogs in? Can they call up the bureau? Do they have next to kin? Cameras came to my door, I opened it wide. They thought I was crying, there was something in my eye. Night I leave a bottle on the table, the Bible open to the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed be the poor of Henrietta, Indiana, but happy are the ones that get out. I think I'll drive over to Putney, the store will be open till 12. The empty parking lot looks the only kid the register. I see it all clear as a bell. Got a devil in my eye. Like a thorn in the paw, disregard for the law, disappointment to the Lord on high. Like a thorn in the paw, disregard for the law, disappointment to the Lord on high.
Awesome. That's great.
Thank you.
Josh Ritter will be at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Somewhere around here. Zach Hickman is in this building.
Yes, he is.
He is your tour manager for this little bit, and also the bass player in the Royal City Band, and your manager, Darius. You've been friends for a long time. Mm-hmm. How important is it to you, and how do you get to keep people that you care about, people that you get along with, close to you in all of your music business endeavors?
Well, I think our friendships that are so long, they're you know, you're thrown together by circumstance, and then many like circumstances kind of forge your friendship. You know, I think, you know, I'm lucky to play with and work with people who I think are just phenomenally talented and are, Yeah, but you know, it's also just, you know, that you're friends and you know each other so well. You know, I think that's also super important. Zach has been out. I'm psyched to see him right now. He's been out most of the year with Ray LaMontagne, so we're getting the chance to hang out again, and it's been great. It's so nice. But I really think that, you know, when it comes to having a band, it's more important, I feel, to like be able to live together. You know, and that's the most important thing.
We have time for one more song if you have another one for
us. Totally, yeah.
Some men are born to satin and silk and given the world to bend to their will. Some men are born to nothing but still, they have the stars for their crown. Some men climb ladders of fortune and fame and drink out of silver on their own private trains, while out in the night men with their names sleep with the stars for their crown. Some men will give everything that they own, right down to their souls, for cold little stones, and never once look the sky, or they know the diamonds ain't diamonds and gold it ain't gold. I am no believer in all things that are wise. There's no God, rich or poor, for who I lay down my life. Some men are born to those things, but not I. I have the stars for my crown. I'm not a cowboy, a drifter, a confidence man. I lost track of weather, I'm saved or I'm damned. But those are just handles, I know what I am. Just look at the stars in my crown. Those are just handles, know what I am. Just look at the stars in my crown.
Josh Ritter performs in the Hunter Center at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. For more information, visit massmocha.org, massmoca.org. Josh, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks
for
having me.
It's always wonderful to hang out with you.
It's awesome. Great time. Thank you.
Thanks, and happy birthday to our engineer at the Linda this morning, Adam Claremont, and thank you for listening. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and this is The Roundtable on WAMC.